affiliates head on with Bob Kincaid in 1 minute. Mark. Kate, in 30 seconds, Mark. Ten seconds, Mark.
Oh my God, it's good to be back. This thing on? This is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid. That was a very abrupt fade. But you know what? We're sort of reinventing things as we go here, so I'll ask you to bear with us a little bit this evening. It is 7 minutes after 7 o'clock here on the right coast. Right in the way we think, right, but not that kind of right. Anyway, I'm Bob Kincaid. We're broadcasting live from our fabulous new studios in a secure, undisclosed location in the wilds of wonderful West Virginia. Great to have you with us. I got to give you a little bit of warning in advance, though. Things might be a little rough tonight. And I say that mainly because, this is... We're just pushing the ship out of the slip, and so as a consequence, bear with us a little bit. You know, the bumper music might not work right. Hell, we might not even get the brakes right. So we'll be working the kinks out. I hope you'll be along to help us do that. God knows there's enough to talk about since June 30th. You have no idea. I have sat around waiting for this day to come. Oh, mercy. And what have I lived through? Oh my God, sitting on my hands while ugly little fascist John Roberts got himself confirmed to the Supreme Court with the aid and abetment of a bunch of spineless, gutless, wimpy little Democrats. Hey, it looks like a nice guy to me. Did you? That fidgety wife of his during the confirmation. John Roberts doesn't matter. It's all gone. It's done. Harriet Myers. Harriet Myers is where I suppose we could start this evening. On the one hand, you've got. Wait a minute. See. I'm getting past things. We've got a phone number. We've got a couple of phone numbers. We've got an email address. The email address is the same as it ever was, bob@headonradio.com. But the phone numbers are somewhat different. Locally, 304-658-3333, and our toll-free number, of course, 877-4-HEAD-ON. That's 877-443-2366. Okay, we're like I said, we're still learning things. 877-443-2366, 877-4-HEAD-ON, or locally, 304-658-3333. And I tell you that local number mainly because, well, look, we are poor but honest liberal broadcasters, okay? And to that end, we don't have a Grover Norquist out there writing checks for us. We don't have some scumbag sugar daddy like the guy that bankrolled the Swift Boat veterans for sleaze. So I'm gonna ask you something. I'm gonna ask you humbly. And you know, if you've got one of those telephone calling plans where you know you've got unlimited long distance and it doesn't call, use that 658-3333, area code 304. If you need me to pay the freight, we will. 877-4-HEAD-ON. Your choice. I don't want to discourage any calls or anything like that. But by all means, learn it, know it, use it. So having gotten that out of the way, and it does appear that everything is working here, checking some levels here and there, making sure that everything is going the way that it should go. Mercy, hold on. Bob, that was highly unprofessional. You going away? Well, look, you know, we're just going to have to deal with this stuff from time to time. At least for the first few days. So, yeah, there it is. At any rate, yeah, Harriet Myers. Crony. What are they calling her? Bush's office wife?
No, that would be Condoleezza.
No, she's the other office wife. Kind of sleazy's the first office wife. But anyway, it turns out... Oh, mercy. It doesn't take very long before you start getting to the sleaze when you're dealing with a member of the Bush administration. It doesn't take very long at all. From the Miami Herald this past Saturday, Supreme Court nominee Harriet Myers collected more than 10 times the market value for a small slice of family-owned land in a large Superfund pollution cleanup site in Dallas, where the state wanted to build a highway off-ramp. Now, you remember, what was it, the Kino or Kilo case up in New England somewhere where they dispossessed those people? Well, the state of Texas wanted to build an off-ramp to a highway, and a little itty-bitty slice of the property happened to belong to Harriet Myers's mommy. Now, this was back in 2000. But you got to understand how it works in Bush world. The way it works in Bush world is if you've got a crony, you know, a Mike Brown, a Harriet Myers, on and on. If you've got a crony, well, they come to the front of the line. So the judge who sat on the case hearing the condemnation proceedings for Harriet Myers, mother's property, well, he'd gotten, how about that, thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from Harriet's law firm. And you got to remember, she was a senior partner there. And then he, in turn, appointed a close professional associate of Harriet's, who was one of these outspoken property rights people. You can have my property when you pry it from my cold, dead fingers. You know, that one of those types. And the property was valued, and anybody who does construction or deals in real estate or anything will understand, property was valued at 30 cents a square foot. 30 cents a square foot. State of Texas got wrung out of it $5 a square foot in the course of the proceedings for a total award of $106,915. That's the way they work it. Great, you know, it's great work if you can get it. So I tell you what, let's chew on that a little bit and take a quick break. Remember, the phone number is 304-658-3333 and 877-4-HEAD-ON. That's 877-443-2366. And we're going to take a little break, if it works, and we'll be right back. I'm Bob.
Thank you. There is good news in the fight against breast cancer. The deaths from this disease are actually declining. But we can't celebrate too soon. The reason deaths from breast cancer are declining is because more and more of you are going through cancer screenings. And it is those screenings that are detecting it earlier and earlier when it's most curable. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you're a woman over 40, take this opportunity to schedule your annual mammogram. If you're a woman of any age and are at high risk for developing breast cancer, talk to your doctor about how often you should receive screening mammograms. And share this with your sisters, mothers, wives, and daughters. If you need more information, it is easily available at www.radiologyinfo.org. Breast cancer deaths are on the decline. Let's keep it that way. Get the information you need about mammography screening from the Radiological Society of North America at www.radiologyinfo.org.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, reconsider labor practices. A few months later, I get a letter back saying, thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies who use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back, thanking me for my concerns, and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out, saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off two indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may have contained vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who will work night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Want to fight childhood asthma? Then keep your home smoke-free, because secondhand smoke can trigger your child's asthma attacks. Even as little as a puff or two can trigger an attack. So make a new house rule. No smoking indoors, even when the kids are out of the house or in another room. Toss the matches, hide the ashtrays, and put your foot down. If you're gonna smoke, you're gonna smoke outside. Because smoke can linger for longer than you'd think. And just a little secondhand smoke can be enough to trigger an asthma attack. The same goes for the car. A couple of puffs in a space that small is more than enough to cause trouble. So stub it out before you step in. Hey, it takes a lot of willpower to quit smoking, but it can take a lot less to quit smoking in the house. And it can make a big difference to a child with asthma. Discover other simple ways to prevent an asthma attack. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS or visit noattacks.org. Because no child should feel like a fish out of water. Brought to you by the U.S. EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
I faded up. We're going to get this right, I promise. At any rate, just to finish up on Harriet Myers, I'm Bob Kincaid, by the way. You know, there I go, making assumptions. I am Bob. Trouble with the soundproofing. Dive. at any rate, Harriet Myers, just so you'll know, this nasty little crony that has been nominated for the Supreme Court. The property that the state of Texas paid her for, $106,000, valued at 30 cents a square foot, they initially offered $5,000 for. So they made a... No, Harriet said, nah, cough it up. Don't you know who I am? So they coughed up $106,000. The judge then reduced it to some 86 grand. Oh, well. So what? Reduced it to 86 grand and said to Harriet, hey, honey, pay the money back. You know, $5,000 donation from your law firm doesn't get you 106. It gets you 86, okay? So pay back 20 grand. That was 1999, 2000, 2005. Yeah, 2005. Still hasn't paid back a damn dime. there has been this endless parade of sleaze, you know, John Roberts, Harriet Myers. I had to sit on my hands through Katrina and watch that miserable foul-up by this gang of inept boobs. And now we find that Harriet Myers is out there speculating in real estate and turning 30 cents a square foot property into $5 a square foot property. Now is there a silver lining to this? Well, quite possibly, because from the For What It's Worth department, Charles Schumer came out today. No, not that way. He said yesterday that Harriet doesn't have the votes either in the Senate Judiciary Committee or on the in the Senate as a whole to be confirmed as a member of the Supreme Court. He said if you held the vote today, she would not get a majority either in the Judiciary Committee or the floor. There are one or two who said they'd support her as of now. You gotta wonder who those one or two are and what passes for a brain inside their skull. This woman is unqualified, uncurious. You know, George came out and said, she'll be the same 20 years from now as she is today. That's not the definition of a human being. We change, we grow. You know, 20 years ago, my God. Well, we won't talk about me 20 years ago. But you get the idea. Tell you what, let's take our first phone call. Let's see if this part of the system works. Jim is with us. stand by, please. You there, Jim?
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Listen, you're sounding good. Audio's good. And I just had to reload some stuff on my computer, so I'm not getting you live now, but I heard you at first. It sounded good.
Wonderful, wonderful. You've been doing all right?
Yeah, pretty good, pretty good.
Good.
And it's good to hear your voice again.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm glad that there's a little sanity on the radio compared to that idiot you've got on in the morning still wherever it is.
Yeah, I know.
You know, what a jerk.
Indeed, and for those outside the general listening audience, Jim is referring to a fellow who attempts to do radio on the station where I used to be.
Yeah, you know, I loved it. He could even pronounce the senator from Maryland's name. That's me. Excuse me.
Oh, okay.
Coming back on there, I had to reload some stuff.
Yeah, God knows it could have been us, Jim. Yeah.
Miss me.
I mean, there's every possibility bats could start flying out of the back of this thing. You know, it's Halloween, or nearly.
But really, I'll tell you something. It's, you know, I don't know. I'm going to tell you, I told you so, but the wheels are starting to come off their engine.
Oh, yes, they are. And it's a joy to watch. But they're just not off far enough to suit me yet.
Well, you know, hey, be patient. I mean, Fitzgerald, I'm sure, has set up his own website.
Yeah.
If he's done that, he must have something. And I don't think he's going to have been there for tea and crumpets.
Well, I tell you, Jim, I so very, very much want to believe that he's going to apply some serious justice to the likes of Rove and Scooter Libby, USV Scooter. I really want to see that as the caption on a federal criminal case, calling Scooter to the dock. But I'm almost so jaded after 5 years of this administration, Jim, that I dare not hope that anything close to the torment that Bill Clinton was put through will be levied against this gang of criminals.
Oh, I can assure you, listen, the vials of wrath are filled, and people are tired of this stuff. And, you know, and when these guys start to each other and start to make a deal and cut a deal and this, that, and the other, it's gonna look like Samson's Temple.
So you don't think that the old code of Omerta obtains with the Bush administration? I always thought these people would...
These people don't have the honor the mafia did. The mafiosi probably has more honor than some of these other people.
Well, you might have a point there.
They don't have any honor. They don't have any moral compass. Just like Steve O'Brien didn't have any moral compass. You know, these people are just robots, automatons. They're in it for whatever they can get. They don't care who they hurt, what they do, who they lie to.
How many hundreds of thousands of human beings they kill in their bombing attack?
Yeah, you got it. I mean, you know, this woman who went to jail for 81 days, I mean, you know, somebody ought to put her in jail for the rest of her life for what she's called. You know?
Indeed.
I'll tell you. It is some bad stuff. But anyway, as far as Cheney is concerned, and as far as Scooter Libby,
yeah.
Well, I mean, these people, they knew what was going on.
Well, I want to see Dick Cheney reenact the fall of Spiro Agnew. You know, the only thing we lack is for him to come out and mutter something about nattering nabobs of negativity, and you know, everything's in place.
Well, I can tell you this, and as far as Mr. Rove is concerned, I think he is going to meet his Waterloo because he can say what he wants to about this man in Texas having prosecuted people, but he's prosecuted more Democrats than Republicans.
And, yeah, without a doubt he has. And of course, you know, what you're getting what you expect out of Tom DeLay, aren't you?
Well, which is nothing. You know, Tom DeLay is simply a canker on the face of the American political system. And it needs to be excised with surgical ruthlessness. And I hope they have him in jail. And I hope he has a boyfriend named Bubba who's real good to him.
Yeah, I'd like to see that too, Jim. But the fact of the matter is, we both know that even if Tom DeLay goes up on the lifer, which is not going to happen, he's going to go to some country club prison. And there will be no Bubbas. And there will be no great big tattooed people to make a good little wife out of it.
I don't know. I'll tell you, when they put Steve Rubell and people like that in prison, he went to Maxwell Air Force Base. Now, I used to have to go to Maxwell for meetings. And they've got those boys out there. They've got a big chain link fence around that whole perimeter. And you know what they make them cut it with?
What's that?
Manicure scissors.
Oh. Yeah, and there'd be something fitting in that because Tom wouldn't get to spray it, would he?
Well, I don't know. He might get to spray it. But right. Like I say, I think he is getting his just desserts.
Absolutely. Well, Jim, I appreciate the call. We've got to take our break right now. We're trying to...
God bless him. Glad to be back on the air.
Thanks, Jim.
Take care.
Bye. Be well. And the number is 877-443-2366. 877-4-HEAD-ON or 304-658-33. This is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid.
What's it like?
What's it like?
It's lonely.
It's really lonely.
I miss my brother.
I miss my brother.
I'm surrounded by other people, but it's not the same.
I've got other people around me, but it's not the same.
It's pretty scary, but I don't let it rattle me.
It's scary around here, but I don't let it rattle me.
You always have to watch your back.
There's no one to watch my back.
I spend my whole day worried who's out to get me.
I'm always wondering who's out to get me.
But I can take care of myself.
But I can take care of myself.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
It's not like I have a choice.
It's not like I have a choice.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
Go to jail for a gun crime and your family serves a sentence with you. Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure.
There's this girl I have to impress her. Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
You know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, There you go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Ranger, why do you have to remind people to be careful with fire?
Well, Mr. Mountain Lion, sometimes people need to be reminded about certain things, like not to run with scissors or let children play with wild dingoes, and to be responsible for fires they start.
So what you're saying is that people can be careless and forgetful?
Pretty much.
That makes me very sad.
Sounds like someone needs a hug.
Back off or I'll turn your hat into confetti!
Remember, only you can prevent wildfires. A public service message from Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
We'll be right back. married now or engaged or something, so I'm told. Is she really going out with him?
Welcome back. I'm Bob Kincaid. This is Head On, the revamped, better-than-ever version as soon as we get it all figured out. nice call on the tunes there, honey. I was listening to the Joe Jackson disc earlier, and I thought, is she really going? Yeah, that's Harriet Myers, isn't it? God, that woman's just awful. But at any rate, just to back up. Well, now let's leave Harriet alone. Okay. There's this much. Because today, Dear Leader came out, and my God, the Republicans are, you know, we'd like to have some records on Miss Harriet. So, Dear Leader came out today, and he said he's not going to release any records of his conversations with Supreme Court nominee Harriet Myers. Not any of the records of his conversations. None. Nada. Zip. Niente. Because that would threaten the confidentiality of the advice that presidents get from their lawyers. Now, that sounds okay on first reading, doesn't it? Sure. Why the heck not? Wouldn't want to step on that confidentiality. Oh, wait a minute. Sorry. That kind of got tossed down the tubes with President Clinton, didn't it? Didn't it? Isn't his White House counsel a public employee? And therefore can be compelled, to testify in criminal cases, that kind of thing? And what did he know, and when did he know it? Isn't that the case? That would breach very important confidentiality, and it's a red line I'm not willing to cross, said Bush, honking on a big old bottle of Wild Turkey. You know he's drinking again. People can learn about Harriet Myers through hearings, but we are not going to destroy this business about people being able to walk into the Oval Office and say, Mr. President, this is my advice. So do you get that? I mean, and if you were paying attention yesterday to the Sunday the Gab Fest blab shows, whatever you want to do, meet Tim Russert, you'll notice that this is now a growing trend as they circle the wagons in the Bush camp. Because, what's sauce for the goose is certainly not sauce for the gander. And we've known, we've known that all along. We've known that since 2003, when lying to start a war isn't impeachable, but here it is, a stained blue dress is. Does that get under your skin at all? Of course it does. And so here's that double standard again. Well, Harriet's a good woman who's not going to change in 20 years. Does that mean she's not going to bathe either? No, sorry. So that, never mind, we can drag all kinds of presidential counselors in the unending Republican hate fest that was Whitewater, etc. But, if you want to grill Harriet about whether or not she helped George dummy up the war, I can't do that. Now, that's a red line I'm not willing to cross. Why did the line have to be red? I mean, in terms of the idiom, you don't say, there's a line in the sand, or that's a line I'm not willing to cross. It's a red line. It's a red line. I don't know. You know, it's just the sad maunderings of a sick and diseased, none too sharp to begin with mind. Well, we are not going to destroy this business about people being able to walk into the Oval Office and say, Mr. President, this is my advice. Really, Ossifer, I'm not nearly as thick as you're drunk I am. You wouldn't believe it if you weren't watching it happen, hearing it happen, day in, day out. You know, and we get another crony today in the form of, what's his name, Berenke? The new Fed chairman nominee. Another crony. And oddly enough, another crony that the Republicans don't like. I mean, National Review? I think I posted a link to this over at my website, headonradio.com. National Review back in August saying that this is the last guy George Bush should pick for chairman of the Fed to replace Alan Objectivist Ayn Rand Greenspan. But, you know, in class, I don't know. Whoever's running the White House now that that Karl Rove is in the hot stuff is apparently running it on the Uncle Remus theory of politics. Because whatever you tell George to do or not to do, that's what he'll do. You know, as in, don't throw me in that old briar patch. Don't nominate that old doggone it, I can't see the computer screen. I can't remember the goomer's name. Somebody will have to help me. Don't nominate him. Well, that's my new Fed chairman. Oh, brother. So let's go back to the phones. Chris has held on for a little bit. Hey, Chris, you're head on.
Well, Bob, if you take the sunglasses off Jim Jones and you clean them up a little bit, you just might have the arrest photo of Tom DeLay. Now, you know, don't mean to make no offense now, but that's just my opinion.
Well, there's, my God, I hadn't even thought about that image. Thanks ever so much.
Well, I got another one. If the stench calls the troops in Afghanistan to burn the bodies of the Taliban soldiers, then what will the stench make them do in New Orleans?
Oh, Lordy.
Oh, yeah. My brother-in-law is down there working to help clean that up. And he said...
Is he doing it from a military standpoint?
No, he's doing it from a civilian contractor standpoint.
Okay, so he's one of those guys who isn't getting prevailing wage now.
He's making pretty good, but nowhere near, oh my goodness. He said it's the world's hard thing he's ever seen in his life. He spent time in the military. He went here and there. So he says from where they are working, straight out to the ocean is the biggest toxic stew you've ever seen in your life.
Oh, I don't doubt it. Not in the least.
And all the protective gear that they have to wear, just so they, you know, basically will stay alive. He said it is the most hard place. There's water in the mix of all this stuff, but mm-hmm. You can't see the water.
You know, it's
so bad.
You know, the image that came to mind for me, that goop, that slop, that nastiness that they're dealing with down there.
Yeah.
In many ways, that's the same kind of filthy, toxic garbage that Don Blankenship is stockpiling by the multiple hundreds of billions of gallons right here in the sludge ponds in southern West Virginia.
Yeah.
It's toxic, it's carcinogenic.
Yeah, but see where you are, though, it comes rushing down the hill.
Yeah, it does. It gets a little speed behind it.
Yeah, and, you know, kids that sleep in their clothes wind up, yeah. So, yeah, we won't go there.
Right.
But I wrote a piece about it on the Mass Report, which you have been contributing to in your off time, and I totally thank you for that.
Oh, you're more than welcome. It was much needed therapy.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I suggested it. But I called this that they're cleaning up down in New Orleans America's Chernobyl.
Well, yes, absolutely.
That's the way I see it, and it's just. Oh my goodness! You know,
well, and it's got a generational impact.
Multi-generational.
You know, we won't know what this filth and this toxicity's done for generations.
Yeah.
It'll be like the people who survived Hiroshima. It'll be like the people who survived Chernobyl.
Mm-hmm. And from a really horrible, horrible standpoint, and I hate to even mention this, but you have to play in reality.
Sure.
Or you don't play at all. If there has been some sickness, and God knows what coming from this. We've moved these people all across the country.
Mm-hmm.
Now chew on that a bit.
Oh, I know.
Ooh. That.
Well, that makes it more difficult to statistically show that it happened, or that it was a direct and proximate result of the toxicity in New Orleans.
There's going to be some documentaries come out probably in the next year about all this, I'm sure. So hopefully we'll get the non-embedded view of things.
Oh, you mean the non-Judith Miller view?
Yeah. oh, man. Like you said, there's so much to talk about.
I know. I don't know where to start. It's almost unfair.
You would almost have to take all the newspapers from each day and go, okay, I went off the air at such and such date. The next day in the paper, it said, you know, well, you would never get caught up.
Well, the beauty of this is, though, that my aged father, my lovely wife, are finally getting some relief. I've got a microphone to talk to, and you guys, instead of sitting around howling in the living room in front of the TV.
You've emailed me quite a bit.
Well, yeah.
I've always been a good sounding board.
That's true. And I appreciate you. I appreciate the guys who put up with my rants over at WD40.com. Wonderful, you know, wonderful guys, and they've published a few of them too. And it's been of inestimable value.
Well, but truth can always find a home, Bob.
I don't. In the last 5 years, it kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it can always find a home. That's like, if people always say, well, you know, there's no good music on the radio. Well, you don't listen to the radio for good music. You listen to the radio for what's popular.
Ain't that the truth?
That is the truth. You can't get more clear than that. Bob, you're doing a fantastic job.
All right.
When you left, that other sludge pile over there.
Now, let's be nice.
Well, you know, anyway. When, we'll talk about that out there.
Okay.
But I told you, my last words to you in the air were, you will be back. I know you will be back, so I'm not worried about it. Well, I'm still not worried.
Well, I appreciate that, and we are back, and I like to think with a vengeance even,
absolutely.
Chris.
Absolutely.
And,
whatever I can do to help.
Just be there, man. Just be
Alrighty.
There. All right. Thanks, bye. Chris. Bye now. And it has been tough. But I'm not going to sit here and moan and groan because it's back to life. Promises were fulfilled and kept to bring this back. And if you've got something that's absolutely put a burr under your saddle, bee in your bonnet. The phone numbers are 304-658-3333 and 877-4HEAD-ON. That's 877-443-2366. The email remains the same, bob@headonradio.com. And just, you know, oh my God, I got up this morning watching the TV a little bit. This stuff just makes me want to scream. All around, Fox, this, that, whatever. Everybody was Hurricane Wilma today. And I understand, the news in Katrina, for God's sakes, the news was in the devastation after the hurricane. I'm tired of watching these, what do you call them, wind fetishists? Well, Fred, I'm standing here in some really high winds and I'm getting pelted with a lot of rain. Really? A lot of rain? A lot of rain. Let's cut away to candy and say, oh, absolutely, Fred, I'm getting a love rain over here. Lots of rain. A lot of rain? A lot of rain. It ain't news! It's not news. Harriet Myers bilking the state of Texas out of 100 large. That's news. Sure it is. 17 people dead today. From massive blasts outside the Palestine Hotel in Baghdad? News. Which did you see more of? People with their coats blowing sideways in a hurricane or... Baghdad. I'm guessing if you're like me, and I, God knows, I surfed. I got hurricane. So... Well, you know, some things haven't changed in the few months that I've been gone. You know, the media still bite. But I tell you what, we're working through the clock. We're getting used to this. Hey, we're 3/4 of the way through the first hour. Nothing's blown up. There's not smoke pouring out of anything. God, I'm proud. So, yeah, I know. Yeah, my lovely wife taking all the credit over here. Okay, break time. We'll be back. This is Head On.
I heard you on my wireless back in 52, lying awake, intent and tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Bedtime song.
Rock-a-bye baby by Newton's treetop. His first law of motion, make sure you won't stop. The same rules of physics apply to a ball. While gravity is a force that makes things fall.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in math and science, but it's never too early to set your daughter's future in motion. For some simple ideas, go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
Mrs. Deer, you're in the road again.
Oh, Ranger, I saw headlights and...
I understand.
Hey, so you're working late, huh?
Yeah, Smokey and I were up thinking of ways to remind people to be responsible for fires they start.
So what you come up with?
Well, we're going to make some radio commercials featuring a ranger and talking animals.
A little sophomoric, don't you think?
Yeah, so?
Remember, only you can prevent wildfires. A public service message from Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, State Forester, and the Ag Council.
Are you a safe miner? If so, you may be eligible to receive official professional miner recognition. Hello, I'm Bob Friend with the Mine Safety and Health Administration. If you've worked 3 years or more in the mining industry without incurring a lost time workplace injury, you can be recognized as a professional miner. Professional miners are a tremendously valuable resource to the mining industry because of their proven ability to work in a hazardous environment yet remain injury-free. Professional miners stay injury-free because they are experts at recognizing and eliminating hazards. Professional miners always wear their personal protective equipment. Professional miners always conduct thorough workplace examinations. And professional miners always make the right decision where matters of safety and health are concerned. Call your local MSHA office and ask them about the professional miner recognition. Thank you for listening.
Hello?
Hi, Bill? This is George Dewey from up the street.
Oh, hey, George. How you doing?
Good, good. Say, I noticed you've been walking to work these days instead of driving, and I don't quite know how to say this, but...
But what?
But your butt. Your buttocks. Your butt. I think I found your butt on my front lawn. Have you recently lost it?
As a matter of fact, I have, George. It's about time someone noticed.
Well, it was kind of hard to miss, if you know what I mean. Anyways, would you like it back?
Would I like it back? No, not really.
So it's okay if I throw it out?
Sure, that's fine. Take it easy, George.
Small step number 8. Walk instead of driving whenever you can. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Kincaid, this is Head On, and what do we call it? Yeah, your nightly confrontation with the facts, and with the challenges in audio engineering, at least for the next couple of days, too, so bear with us, please. I should tell you something, no dirty looks, just to let you know, like I said, we're retooling this, but none of this would be happening without the good offices of the Mid-Atlantic Council of Carpenters. They sponsor this program, and we're awfully glad to have them on board with us. You'll be hearing a lot more about them and from them in days and weeks and months and hopefully years to come. But they're a fine bunch of folks, and among other things, we don't think about these things, but they're your little league coaches. They are your... You know, the soccer league. They help out in your communities. A lot of the tradition. You know, we're talking about traditional American family values. Single wage earner households are possible with these folks. You know, mothers get to stay home and bake cookies and take them to the kids' recitals at school and do the traditional American values thing. Because of good union jobs with good pay, good benefits. Well, the way I look at it, these union carpenters, they're building the American dream, aren't they? Let's go back to the phones. David is with us. Hey, David, you're Head On.
Oh, Bob, how long I've waited. Not that long, but long enough.
Oh,
so glad to hear you.
No, thank you very much. I'm so glad to be yapping into this microphone.
Oh, and it's wonderful to hear you. And I want to coattail that union carpenter spot, because for all of the Republicans that are in the upper wage scale, all of those Republicans in that upper wage scale that want to do all those rude things about all those people at the other end of that wage scale, all those upper end folks need to realize that it's that union carpenter that'll say, I'll take the root canal and the crown for $1,800 rather than the $125 extraction. It's that union carpenter that says, I'd like that mid-sized SUV, the new one, for $28,600 rather than the one on Freddy's We Tote the Note lot for $4,000.
Yeah.
It's that union carpenter that goes to Kroger's and buys four ribs of a standing rib rather than the local high-fat content hot dogs. You know what? The richest of America need to understand that well-paid people in the middle are the ones that bought them that lifestyle and that education.
They need to understand that, and I don't know how you make them understand that, David.
It's when their sons and daughters can't replicate the process. It's when those foolish, short-sighted, ferret-faced sneak thieves will figure it out. But let's go.
Don't hold back, brother.
Bob, you're back on the air. I've been loaded up for months. Like Bill Davis used to say, there's whack dart hit the wall here, pal. And we won't go any further with that one. But let's talk about Bill Frist. First, let's cover the good news.
Oh, yeah, your buddy. Your senator.
Oh, right here. You know, the man with his hand in everything that has a heart. Squeezing it to death. But anyway, the good news for Bill is that in a presidential aspirant poll, he finished sixth. He had 9% of the potential Republican voters. He was 3 points ahead of all others.
That must be the 9% that would be willing to be diagnosed via videotape.
That would be the one. And today, the news broke that in response to all of the "it ain't so, it's just BS, don't believe a word they're saying," et cetera, there is now irrefutable hard evidence in the hands of people that matter that Bill Frist, not some lackey, not somebody else, but Bill Frist himself, has multiple transmissions, multiple offerings, hard copies of millions in stock transfers that went to him in his name, his children's name, his wife's name. They now know without any question that his definition of blind trust sees really, really well. So,
like cat vision in the dark. Oh, no, not cats.
Oh, no, darn. Oh, those pesky cats. They are useful for studying nerve movement and muscle structure and arterial paths, especially when they're alive. You can watch those little pulses go through the vein. Dink, dink, dink. Yeah, well, for a while you can watch it.
Well, and he did all of that.
He did indeed all of that. And you know, I've tried in the past to always, if I could, be more oriented toward West Virginia. But since you're bad now, you're nationwide.
That's right, ZZ.
So there's one other little Tennessee connection, but it does influence us all.
All right.
There's a woman. She's got, you know, a heart of black onyx, I would say, you know. Her name is Marsha Blackburn. She, by leading a campaign to race Mississippi to the bottom of school spending in the richest county in the state of Tennessee, Williamson County, it has a higher per capita income in Williamson County than does Marin County, California. That's on the north side of the bay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, she got elected by cutting taxes for school children, and she is a sponsor, not just a person that's silent. She is a sponsor of the Republican effort for every dollar that goes into storm reclamation, rebuilding, turn the tide, whatever it takes. There should be a dollar taken away from some other needy person somewhere in America.
But not from Halliburton, not from the Pentagon budget.
No, no, and she's
not from the tax cuts. God knows.
No, not from the top 0.75% of all the people in America that have received 80% of the tax cuts. No, not those folks. So if there's $100 spent on a poor minority grandmother to get a used refrigerator, a poor minority grandmother somewhere in New Mexico must give up $101 cans of Spam to pay for that refrigerator.
Oh.
That's Marsha Blackburn's vision. If we give it to New Orleans, and she said the word give, we've got to take it from somewhere else because we just can't abuse the budget.
Robbing Peter to pay Paul economics, isn't that what that is?
Well, it's robbing those that she's never met to pay those that she's never met.
Oh, God. And how long has she been in office?
She just won a second election by a landslide in the fall of 2004. And she was touted as a replacement for Senator Capkiller. But there is a Republican of even more evil background than she. And she deferred and said she would not enter the senatorial primary so that she could continue to serve the people of Tennessee.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that she needed, that she couldn't afford the time away from her friends and family.
Well, she probably said that too, but no. She's going to stick with the House so she could make sure that she balances the budget on the broken limbs and distorted, you know, and ruined lives of poor people all across the country, or people that have had a bad break, or people that have never gotten a chance for an education. So she's going to make sure that if anybody in New Orleans or the, you know, the tough part of the Texas coast that took it, or Mississippi, so if somebody with an $8,000 income gets $600-$700, somebody with an $8,000 income in inner city Detroit's going to have it pulled away.
Well, you know, it's, I'm glad you mentioned this. We're gonna take a break here in a second, David. But hating poor people is it's a cocktail party sport, you know, for our betters.
I knew a guy. I worked with him. I disliked him intensely for other reasons. But right in the early stages of that, he used to laugh. And this was before you could find this easily and find it on radio. He used to love to say, you know, poor people usually are.
Isn't that?
And then he would laugh.
because he was a
big fellow, he would cause everybody else to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And some would stand and stare, and then, you know, he didn't make friends with those people. But he was fond of that, and the Republicans lived that. Every
poor,
single day.
Yeah, poor people usually are. You can see them standing around in their yachting duds while they're saying that, can't you?
No socks, expensive loafers, yeah, that kind of guy.
Yeah.
Yep. Dislocating the shoulder, patting himself on the back for the bridge.
Oh, God.
Well, you've got a break according to my clock. I need to get out of the way. And, oh, thank the good Lord, you have returned. Let there be truth.
Thank you, David. Take care. I hope we'll hear from you again soon.
Oh, of course.
All right. Okay, just so you'll understand, when you're listening on the stream, you're listening to pretty much the raw feed, so that when we take a break or when we break away for top of the hour news, I ran over a little bit tonight just because we're sort of polishing things and we hadn't heard from David. But when top of the hour news, bottom of the hour, that kind of thing, you might hear some dead silence for a little while. Can't be helped. That's the stations along the way. That's their time, and I'm not inclined to necessarily fill it, although we might wind up doing that along the way. We're just grateful to be on the air right now. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, gooning on poor people. I've got another example of that. This is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid.
But Treat me with understanding.
Treat me with respect.
Drug and alcohol addiction is an equal opportunity disease.
Treat me without judgment.
Individuals in recovery come from all walks of life and deserve to be treated with respect for winning one of the hardest battles there is.
Treat me with courtesy.
Treat me with humanity.
Alcohol and drug addiction deserves proper treatment. For drug and alcohol information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP.
There is good news in the fight against breast cancer. The number of deaths from this disease are actually declining. Declining because more and more of you are going through cancer screenings, which detect the disease at its earliest and most curable stages. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Women over 40 need to schedule their annual mammograms now. And if you're a woman of any age and are at risk, talk to your doctor. You can find easy-to-understand information from the Radiological Society of North America at www.radiologyinfo.org.
Welcome back. This is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid. The rough cut version this first night back. Think of this as a tech dress rehearsal, if you will. Nonetheless, if you're so inclined, feel free to join right in. The phone numbers are 304-658-3333 and 877-4-HEAD-ON. That's 877-443-2366. So I thought we'd play you a little music there just to... Just to kill a little time and fill up a little bit of space that would have otherwise been filled by a news broadcast. So, I promised you we'd talk a little bit about these lovely, lovely Republicans who care so much for the poor. And none other than his lardness, Flush Flemball, decided to spit on him a little bit not too long back, and we've got that ready to go. Check this out. Flush Flemball. Yeah. We're looking for the play button.
It's the little arrow.
Let me share with you a story that infuriates me. It's in the New York Times, so until I can confirm this is true, we'll have to just go on the assumption that it's true because it's in the New York Times. Here's the headline. Senate panel drops plan to cut back food program. We talked about this last week. They wanted to cut some $500 billion or $500 million on the food stamp program from other programs because the money wasn't being used anyway. They're advertising for the food stamp program. And it wasn't a cut anyway, it's just a cut in how much more money was going to be spent. Well, here's the story. And again, they say this is from the New York Times. Fearing a backlash over spending reductions that could be portrayed as singling out the poor.
Don't you love how he makes fun of them when he says, the poor.
Program by more than $500 million as Congress embarked on a contentious round of budget cuts. Keith Williams, a spokesman for the Agriculture Committee, said the action came at the request of several committee members who had reservations about an effort that could have cut off food stamps to an estimated 300,000 people who aren't using them anyway. So we can't even cut $500 million. Do you know that is not even a measurable percentage of the $2.6 trillion we're spending? We can't even cut $500 million that's not even being used?
He's lying.
Our story last week pointed out how $2 billion wasn't being used, and they were trying to sign more people up for the food stamp program. We weren't even trying to eliminate the total amount of money not being used, just 25% of it. And lo and behold, here comes some critics. You are being cold-hearted to the poor.
You are being cold-hearted to the poor. God. Oh, wouldn't you? Nah. Well, yeah, let's be mean for a minute. Wouldn't you love to see his narcotic-laden hide surrounded by some of the pure? Now, bear in mind, over in Iraq, we pay Halliburton $29 per soldier per day. $29 a day for food. And for that, Halliburton, because we did this. You've read the story. You've heard, for that $29 a day, Halliburton feeds our soldiers rotten meat and rotten vegetables. Now, do the math, because not too long, well, you know, if it was a few months ago, the Bush administration itself released a study about what was going to happen to people who signed up for the Medicare prescription drug benefit. And they themselves used, as an example, a single elderly woman making, what was it, $900 a month in Social Security? And out, and because she made that much, dig that much, she got $27 a month in food stamps. We pay $29 a day for Halliburton to feed our soldiers rotten meat and vegetables. And we can't even pay a dollar a day for an elderly widow to have food stamps. A dollar a day. And this fat, ignorant junkie has the unmitigated gall to joke and make fun at the expense of the pure. Screw him. Because, and of course, this is all a great big honking lie on his part. Because what he did, and he does it very well. He takes an apple, he talks about the apple for a while, then he takes the orange and talks about the orange for a while, and then he starts talking about the apple as though it is an orange. Because there were proposed food stamp cuts, but there was also a Food Research and Action Center study, okay? And that study looked at 25 urban areas and found that 29 million people who would likely qualify for food stamps, you can find this on MediaMatters.org, 2.9 million people who would likely qualify for food stamps didn't enroll in the program because of language barriers, a lack of public awareness, ineffective distribution policies, and other factors. And that study from FRAC said $2.1 billion in potential federally funded food stamp benefits went unclaimed in 2003. This dumb, conservative, lardass thinks that because the delivery system doesn't work as well as it should, that the program should be cut. And the sad thing is, you know, he's part of the right-wing hate megaphone. So you know damned good and well he's gotten this talking point from, you know, the Heritage Foundation, the American Enterprise Institute, the Competitive Enterprise Institute, one of these hateful right-wing gangs. Hey, Rush, we don't need no food stamp program.
Yes, of course. Well, you know, the food stamp program is taking a bite out of our tax cuts.
Muffy! What do you do with people who think that way? I mean, and the sad thing is, we all know them, and to us, it's like, in some ways, it's like the racism of the past. We all know someone, most likely, who, and especially in the past, who freely threw around the N-word. And doing so, well, you know, we looked the other way. We can't look the other way anymore. The damn barbarians are at the gates, and their symbol is a little elephant. And they don't care who starves or dies if they're not voting Republican. They're un-American. They're anti-democratic. You know who they are. Odds are you know some of them. It's just sad. So the phone number is 304-658-3333. Toll free, it's 877-4-HEAD-ON, 877-443-2366. If you'd like, make use of it. This is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid.
There is good news in the fight against breast cancer. The deaths from this disease are actually declining. But we can't celebrate too soon. The reason deaths from breast cancer are declining is because more and more of you are going through cancer screenings. And it is those screenings that are detecting it earlier and earlier when it's most curable. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you're a woman over 40, take this opportunity to schedule your annual mammogram. If you're a woman of any age and are at high risk for developing breast cancer, talk to your doctor about how often you should receive screening mammograms. And share this with your sisters, mothers, wives, and daughters. If you need more information, it is easily available at www.radiologyinfo.org. Breast cancer deaths are on the decline. Let's keep it that way. Get the information you need about mammography screening from the Radiological Society of North America at www.radiologyinfo.org.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, "Reconsider your labor practices." A few months later, I get a letter back saying, "Thanks for being a loyal customer," and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies who use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back thanking me for my concerns and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out, saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off two indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may have contained vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis, even cutting down the 2-year-old kids and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Want to fight childhood asthma? Then keep your home smoke-free. Because secondhand smoke can trigger your child's asthma attacks. Even as little as a puff or two can trigger an attack. So make a new house rule. No smoking indoors. Even when the kids are out of the house or in another room. Toss the matches, hide the ashtrays, and put your foot down. If you're gonna smoke, you're gonna smoke outside. Because smoke can linger for longer than you'd think. And just a little secondhand smoke can be enough to trigger an asthma attack. The same goes for the car. A couple of puffs in a space that small is more than enough to cause trouble. So stub it out before you step in. Hey, it takes a lot of willpower to quit smoking, but it can take a lot less to quit smoking in the house. And it can make a big difference to a child with asthma. Discover other simple ways to prevent an asthma attack. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS or visit noattacks.org. Because no child should feel like a fish out of water. Brought to you by the U.S. EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
What's it?
Oh! I was waiting for the bumper music. It's a dress rehearsal, you know that. If you go to Democratic Underground, if you're a regular denizen of DU, you'll notice that there's been a lot of talk of Fitzmas and Mary Fitzmas. And this, of course, refers to Mr. Fitzgerald and his investigation of the outing of Valerie Plame. And it's apparently expanded now. Reports are out that Mr. Fitzgerald has asked for and received, among other things, the complete report of various foreign governments' investigation into the yellowcake uranium issue and the forgeries thereon. And how it happened and who was responsible for it. So it is widening a little bit. But I'm nervous a little bit about this idea of Fitzmas. That there is some grand gift waiting for us out there, coming from the independent prosecutor's office. Yeah, we want to see. God, we want to see. Karl Rove do the perp walk. I'm still mad that Tom DeLay didn't do the perp walk. This guy, whined and cried and moaned about being photographed and fingerprinted. And, of course, it's reminiscent of, you may have heard this story, it's reminiscent of the account of him in a Washington, D.C. restaurant one evening. And, of course, you have to understand his background, that the federal government writes the laws for the District of Columbia. And apparently there was some law passed, and there's a lot of them all over the country, that says in public places. So bug spray delay is sitting in a restaurant in D.C. and then fires up a big old honking, probably Cuban cigar. And very politely, the maitre d' comes over and says, "Sir, you'll have to put that out. It's against federal law to smoke in a public establishment in the District of Columbia." Most obsequious, you know, maitre d', most obsequious, very polite. And this hateful man from this hateful little district in Texas looks at the maitre d' and says, "Boy, I am the federal law." Gets all Judge Dredd on, "Oh yeah, I am the law." So that's the way this man, he deserves special privileges. I shouldn't have to be photographed and fingerprinted after all. That rogue prosecutor, Mr. Earl, is only doing this for a vendetta, for the fact that I'm a dirty, filthy, rotten, money-grubbing repiglican." And still, out of all that, even though they took a mugshot of this dirtbag, DeLay still gets away with not being perp-walked. Now, I'll trade the perp walk for the "Mr. DeLay, it's time for you to get your toothbrush and your soap on a rope and don your orange jumpsuit." I'll trade for that. But, I don't know. They're like this. The double standards are all over creation. Tom DeLay doesn't do the perp walk. And another phrase that's out there banging around, I've seen it at Democratic Underground, I've seen it at BartCop.com, is the idea of the frog march. We want to see Carl do the frog march. We want to see iScooter Libby do the frog march. We want to see Dick Cheney do the frog march. Face it, we want to see George Bush do the frog march. And we will get to see soon. But I'm cautious about being overly optimistic about this. I've seen too many things fizzle when the evil hand of La Familia Bush worked in on it. You know, you can count them up. How long have we been... July 2003 is how long I've been talking about the Valerie Plame outing. We're approaching 2.5 years. My God, how long did it even take to get an investigation? That was a year. So, that squirrely little rotten fink, Karl Rove. Yeah, we want to see him take the walk. Do you ever notice, and my lovely wife pointed this out to me, Karl Rove and Rush Limbaugh look surprisingly alike. I don't know, maybe it's just the receding hairline and the corpulent jowls. But one of them is the love child of the other. Oh, that's a place I didn't want to go. All right, tell you what, break time. When we come back, more of your phone calls. And, more Republican double standards. How about that? This is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid. We'll be right back.
What's it like?
What's it like?
It's lonely.
It's really lonely.
I miss my brother.
I miss my brother.
I'm surrounded by other people, but it's not the same.
I've got other people around me, but it's not the same.
It's pretty scary, but I don't let it rattle me.
It's pretty scary around here, but I don't let it rattle me.
You always have to watch your back.
There's no one to watch my back.
I spend my whole day worried who's out to get me.
I'm always wondering who's out to get me.
But I can take care of myself.
But I can take care of myself.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
It's not like I have a choice.
It's not like I have a choice.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
Go to jail for a gun crime and your family serves a sentence with you. Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure.
There's this girl I kind of like.
Say no more.
You just have to impress her. Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
You know, desks, chairs, people, grunt if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, There you go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Ranger, why do you have to remind people to be careful with fire?
Well, Mr. Mountain Lion, sometimes people need to be reminded about certain things, like not to run with scissors or let children play with wild dingoes, and to be responsible for fires they start.
So what you're saying is that people can be careless and forgetful?
Pretty much.
That makes me very sad.
Sounds like someone needs a hug.
Back off or I'll turn your hat into confetti!
Remember, only you can prevent wildfires. A public service message from Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service's State Forester, and the Ag Council.
Thing we're going to learn is the little hand signs, like where you point at you. Yeah, now she is getting that I don't love you anymore Bob look on her face. You know, I've said in the past, you know, this is curious and difficult enough if you've done a bunch of radio in your life. This is night number one for Agnes. Yeah, with 1 hour's prep time. Woohoo! So, at any rate, let's go to the phones. Wayne's waited long enough. Hey, Wayne, your head on.
Hey.
How you doing?
I don't know, man. I feel like I'm interrupting a personal moment.
No.
You know, I should hang up and go away.
No, that's okay.
Okay. Well, you know. I mean, I want you and Agnes to get along.
We will.
Okay.
We love you, man.
Okay. I just wanted to make a point. Oh, number one, this is with the thing that used to be. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Quit pushing your buttons.
I didn't push my button.
Okay.
You know, you got more buttons than I got.
Oh, a lot.
Yeah, so don't blame it on me, pal. But Mr. Earle, the prosecutor in Texas.
Yeah.
Mr. Fitzgerald, the prosecutor in D.C.
Formerly of the Southern District of New York, yes.
Okay. I mean, but he's handling the, I don't know, what do we call that?
Special investigation.
The Plame affair.
Right.
Okay, whatever. Mr. Earle nor Mr. Fitzgerald indicts anybody. A grand jury.
Oh, you win tonight's prize.
Indicts these people.
Yeah, what's the old legal phrase for that?
12
persons.
That's why I called you, pal. I don't know.
12 persons tried and true.
But a grand jury is, I did think, is made up of persons.
15 and one's 15. I saw.
What's federally?
Federally, I have no idea.
I think it's 19.
Yeah, I believe you may be right.
Okay.
In West Virginia, in the state, it's 15 or 16.
But more than 12.
Right, but in Texas for delay, I believe it was 12.
In Texas for delay is probably 2. Or 3. No, 3, because you got to have a, you know, right.
Yeah.
3. The way them guys do. But I think that's a good point.
Well, yeah.
You know, Mr. Earle or Mr. Fitzgerald will indict no one.
Right, and
the jury will.
And the fact of the matter is, neither Mr. Earle nor Mr. Fitzgerald is in the room when the voting and deliberating takes place.
Well, see, that's why I called you, because, I don't know, I think, you know, sometimes I think you used to be a lawyer and you couldn't, or you studied to be a lawyer and you couldn't pass your bar exams, or I don't know what else.
Hey, but easy. I've never been able to pass a bar.
I law stuff.
Yeah, I did. I did my 3 years at Harvard on the Mon.
Okay, so a grand jury. I mean, I just Googled a little bit, and it's 19 people. Now, you're saying that could be.
Well, federally, I'll take your word that it's 19, but from state to state, it's a matter of individual state law.
But it's more generally more than 12.
Yeah,
but in some real primitive places
it's
like
generally
Texas. It's 12 or
yeah, and three. and the thing is in most states that I know of, it doesn't have to be unanimous. In DeLay's case, it was a unanimous vote.
Oh, is that, well, okay. I wanted to ask you that too. What is it on the federal then?
I believe it's a majority.
Okay.
Or maybe a 2/3 majority. I'm not
That's
entirely
still
certain. I don't know that much about the federal system.
Ooh, 2/3 would be good though.
Yeah.
But the majority is only 10.
Yeah, because that's
if it's 19.
Oh, wait a minute, Wayne. Wait a minute. Wouldn't we have to have Bill Frist come out on the Senate floor and God knows all these hateful Republicans on the radio come in? We require a supermajority to indict, because that's at 2/3. That's a supermajority. Remember when they complained about a supermajority to break filibuster in the Senate?
Did you see who's that? Kay Hutcherson Bailey.
I got her right here.
Yeah. Okay. My God. Give me a break.
Yeah, from Meet Tim Russert yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not on the official radio. I could, yeah, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got words for her.
Right. From a blowjob to getting.
That's okay.
Thousands and thousands of people killed and a whole bunch of otters.
Right.
To this.
Yeah, consensual sex.
And you're
bombing 100,000 people. Right.
And now you're going to tell me that perjury doesn't matter.
Yeah, let's let people hear that for a minute. Hold on a second, can you?
Okay, go for it.
We're just full of all kinds of high-tech gizmos here.
All right. The audio is really good.
Well, thanks. Oh, let's see. I got her here.
Well, it must be good. You could hear me wherever you're going.
Yeah.
And I don't even know where you're going.
Miracle of headphones. Okay. Yeah, this is Kay Bailey Hutchinson from yesterday's Meet the Press. Hit it.
I certainly hope that if there is going to be an indictment that says something happened, that it is an indictment on a crime and not some perjury technicality where they couldn't indict on the crime, and so
like
they
lying about sex,
just to show that their 2 years of investigation not a waste of time and taxpayer dollars. So they go to something that tripped someone up because they said something in the first grand jury,
what a witch.
And then maybe they found new information.
That's the greatest
something, and they
statement she's ever made.
Second grand jury,
because she just eliminated herself from ever being reelected again.
God, I wish.
Public,
well, I do. Well, that'll happen.
In the public arena. I do not think we should prejudge. I think it is unfair to drag people through the newspapers week after week after week.
Really?
And let's just see.
I'll be damned.
Bill Clinton.
Unless it's a Democrat or
Democrat.
And let's make sure that if there are indictments, that we don't prejudge.
But the fact is, perjury or obstruction of justice is a very serious crime, and Republicans certainly thought so when charges were placed against Bill Clinton before.
Oh, and is that Tim Rutzer?
Yeah, that's
growing balls or something.
There were charges.
I didn't say that. Am I allowed to say that?
Maybe tonight.
Okay, I'll try to.
Of justice, and I'm not.
You don't want to start a trend or anything.
No, I don't. Oh my God.
But I also think that we are seeing in the judicial process, and look at Martha Stewart, for instance, where they couldn't.
I'm going to run out and tear my clothes off and run around the yard naked. Look at Martha Stewart!
That she said about something that wasn't a crime.
Now it's not a crime.
It's important, of course, that we have a perjury and an obstruction of justice.
If it wasn't a crime, why'd she go to jail?
But I also think we are seeing grand juries and U.S. attorneys and district attorneys that go for technicality, sort of a gotcha mentality in this country.
Now, see, there's your.
We have to weigh.
Was this still
Hutchinson?
She blathered. Yeah, kill it there. Yeah, she blathered on forever, but now you can hear the talking points, can't you, Wayne?
Yes,
It's a technicality.
Yes.
And it's prosecutors playing gotcha.
Right. And, you know, have you ever lied a little bit?
Well,
it's moral now. Go to church every Sunday, and it'll be okay.
Well, you know, I can always count on you to bring up the fun stuff, Wayne, because it just so happens that I found Article 1 of the Bill of Impeachment.
Oh my gosh!
And it reads.
Where'd you find it, Bob?
On one of those internets.
Oh, them things.
Yeah, yeah. You know, dear leader thinks they're internets.
Right.
On August, this is how it reads. Now, remember, she doesn't like political gotcha. And she doesn't like perjury charges where they can't get the substantive crime, right? Okay. Here's the charge. Article 1. On August 17th...
This is Article 1 of impeachment.
The Bill of Impeachment against Bill Clinton.
Okay.
On August 17th, 1998, William Jefferson Clinton swore to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, before a federal grand jury of the United States, probably in front of one of those runaway prosecutors.
Didn't he also say, so help me God?
I don't think they could have proved that. Well, they couldn't prove this either, as it turns out. Contrary to that oath, William Jefferson Clinton willfully provided perjurious, false, and misleading testimony to the grand jury concerning one or more of the following. The nature and details of his relationship with a subordinate government employee. Prior perjurious, false, and misleading testimony he gave in a federal civil rights action brought against him. Prior false and misleading statements he allowed. This is the good part, because this is kind of like what Martha Stewart got dinged for, and dear Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson raised this. God, I hate her.
Me too.
Statements he allowed his attorney to make to a federal judge in that civil rights action. Martha Stewart went to prison for saying, I'm not guilty.
No.
She didn't go to prison because she was actively engaged in insider trading like Cat Killer Frist.
Okay, can I say something?
Yeah, knock yourself out.
Okay. And Bill Clinton got impeached because he was an honorable man, because where I come from, when I grew up, an honorable man was a man that didn't kiss and tell.
Yeah. That's the absolute truth.
Ain't it?
Yeah.
Most women should vote for us Democrats because we don't kiss and tell. I mean, you know, that's an honorable thing.
Yeah,
that
you don't.
Bill Clinton did.
And frankly, it's, look.
And what do you see on science? No one died when Clinton lied.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
Well, what did he lie about? Sex.
Consensual sex.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, and it's all, you know, all this seedy business started with who? Linda Tripp? Yeah,
She was ugly before surgery and uglier after. That was terrible. That brings back a lot of unfond memories.
So back when they were considering the articles of impeachment against Bill Clinton, check out Kay Bailey Hutchinson's words. The reason that I voted to remove him from office is because I think the overriding issue here is that truth will remain the standard for perjury and obstruction of justice in our criminal justice system, and it must not be gray. It must not be muddy. My, how times have changed.
She didn't say that today or yesterday.
No. That was years ago.
Right.
Yeah, that was back when it was a Democrat.
Now,
one of those heathens.
Exactly. Now, lying don't matter.
Well, you know, I just hope it's not some sort of technicality. Now, wait. Isn't this the family values we've got to have the Ten Commandments in every damn building in America bunch?
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
And, I can't quote them word for word, but I'm pretty close on it. Isn't one of them routinely translated as thou shalt not lie?
I believe so.
So now, technically,
also, besides failing your, bar examination or whatever you did, what do you call you guys? Theologian?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Is that a proper word?
Yeah, sure, I'm a theologian.
Well, I mean, you know about the Bible, ain't that them guys?
Well, that's true, and I am an ordained Frisbeterian. We believe when you die, your soul goes up on the roof and you can't get it down.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is the roof heaven?
So a few years ago, we wouldn't want lying to turn into be gray and muddy. And, you know, we got to have my God, it's a 53. Times changed. Lying.
Republicans get in office occasionally, you know, so.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. But listen.
I hate him.
I know, but I wanted to sing this. Is your first night back on the air?
Yeah.
Which is very good. And Jim alluded to it earlier, but I think I remember telling you, I think we had a conversation after the election and we supposedly lost, but, you know, it was stolen from us. And, you know, if the people in America don't wake up, it's going to continue to happen.
Right.
We had some kind of conversation about maybe starting a third party, and I told you, you know.
Ain't got time.
I was too old for that. Yeah, I don't have time for that. And I said, you know, now we get to sit back and watch them self-destruct. And I told you and predicted that they would excel at this.
Oh, they're
barely 10 months, Bob.
Yeah.
And they are truly excelling.
Oh, they're coming! They're coming unglued all over the place, Wayne,
and rightfully so.
I saw one story today where now the religion industry, faux Christians, are in Ohio are going after Republicans in strip joints. And some Republican office holder said they won't leave us alone. Really.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I'm just.
Does that mean Democrats could still look at naked women?
You know, Agnes is here, and you said you didn't want to cause any problems.
Oh no, I don't.
Okay,
no, I don't. No, I forget I even said that.
Yeah, you got to watch where you take me on these things.
Okay, see, I'm sitting here looking at the clock, and I'm thinking about breaks, but you know, well.
No, it's not. It's not real time.
Okay. No, it ain't real time.
It's not. It's not the time it is here is not the time it is there.
Okay, so. Well, yeah. Wait a minute. That's scary.
Yeah, it's like the day I explained to my kid that back in the day, photographs were black and white because the whole world was black and white.
Yeah.
Hey, man, it's great to hear from you.
I'm glad to talk to you, man. And
it's going to get better. I apologize for it being so rough, but, you know,
No, no, no. That's okay. That's how it all starts. All right, man.
All right.
I'll be talking to you.
Later, Wayne.
Bye.
Bye now. Yeah, just to follow up on some of Wayne's points real quick. Well, let's do that after the break.
I don't walk like that, I don't talk like that. Even if I could, I wouldn't look like that. You gotta work what you got, if it's a little or a lot. Shake your bottom and wiggle your top. Come on everybody, work what you got. I'm not rich enough, I don't drive the right car. I'll probably never be a famous movie star. I don't fly to France just I work what I got, if it's a little or a lie. Shake your bottom and wiggle your top. Come on, everybody, work what you got. Work what you got.
Bedtime song.
Rock-a-bye baby by Newton's treetop. His first law of motion, make sure you won't stop. The same rules of physics apply to a ball. While gravity is a force that makes things fall.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in math and science, but it's never too early to set your daughter's future in motion. For some simple ideas, go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
Mrs. Deer, you're in the road again.
Oh, Ranger, I saw headlights and...
I understand.
Hey, so you're working late, huh?
Yeah, Smokey and I were up thinking of ways to remind people to be responsible for fires they start.
So what you come up with?
Well, we're going to make some radio commercials featuring a ranger and talking animals. A
little sophomoric, don't you think?
Yeah, so?
Remember, only you can prevent wildfires. A public service message from Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
Are you a safe minor? If so, you may be eligible to receive official professional minor recognition. Hello, I'm Bob Friend with the Mine Safety and Health Administration. If you've worked 3 years or more in the mining industry without incurring a lost time workplace injury, you can be recognized as a professional minor. Professional miners are a tremendously valuable resource to the mining industry because of their proven ability to work in a hazardous environment yet remain injury-free. Professional miners stay injury-free because they are experts at recognizing and eliminating hazards. Professional miners always wear their personal protective equipment. Professional miners always conduct thorough workplace examinations. And professional miners always make the right decision where matters of safety and health are concerned. Call your local MSHA office and ask them about the professional miner recognition. Thank you for listening.
Hello.
Hi, Bill. This is George Dewey from up the street.
Oh, hey, George. How you doing?
Good, good. Say, I noticed you've been walking to work these days instead of driving. And I don't quite know how to say this, but
But what?
But your butt. Your buttocks. Your butt. I think I found your butt on my front lawn. Have you recently lost it?
As a matter of fact, I have, George. It's about time someone noticed.
Well, it was kind of hard to miss, if you know what I mean. Anyways, would you like it back?
Would I like it back? No, not really.
So it's okay if I throw it out?
Sure, that's fine. Take it easy, George.
Small step number 8. Walk instead of driving whenever you can. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Oh, about 5.5 minutes before 9 o'clock. We've almost made it through 2 hours, and I hate to keep people waiting. So, Nanette. Hey, Nanette, you're head on.
Hey, it's so good to hear your voice.
Oh, I'm tickled to death to be back, and good to hear yours.
And Wayne, I was tickled to death to hear him, too.
Well, it's, you know, we've all been waiting to get back to the sandbox, haven't we?
Yes, we have. Yes, we have. And I've looked forward to this, and I just wanted to call and say, I am so glad you're back.
Well, it's going to be good to know. It was always good to know that you and Paul were down there, you know, because there are some pretty lonesome nights by the microphone.
Oh, dear.
And just knowing that you guys were down there made a lot of difference. How's things going down your way?
Oh, pretty good. We're staying busy. We had a big garden this year, and we've been doing some remodeling, so we've been pretty busy.
Oh, well, so everything's done now with the cold weather coming on?
No, not hardly.
It never is.
It never is, but we're making progress. But I was really tickled with my garden this year, and we got a good yield out of it and got it all put away and
oh,
all that
well,
good
I,
stuff.
I envy you, Nanette, because mine went the way of all flesh and was done in by the deer at an early stage.
You know, we have deer around here, but they don't bother my garden.
Well, you're lucky, and well, I'll trade you mine for yours.
Uh-uh. Oh, goodness.
What's been happening down at Coal River Mountain Watch?
Well, everybody's been really busy. You know, they're on the road shows and doing all this and that. You know, and it's just busy all the time.
Well, I know I had an email from Judy. She said she was going to be on the road to. Oh, I forget where it was this week, but I wanted to make sure.
I think they're all gone. I think Janice and Patty and all of them are gone.
Oh, well, you know, good.
Yeah.
That means the word's getting out.
Yeah, right. And I've got an interview with a girl tomorrow, so.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so we, you know, it's just something all the time, but the more we talk, the more people know. So.
Yeah, and did you see that quote from dear Mr. Blankenswine not too long back where he said, if you want flat land in West Virginia, leave me alone and I'll give you all you want?
No, I wasn't blessed with that.
Well, you know, and the fun part is, he's already gearing up to run against our Republican Governor Joe Manchin in 08?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, because you guys have learned a little bit the hard way about... Well, you know, oh, no, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm getting grief here. No, but seriously, Joe didn't exactly do right by you guys, did he?
No, he did not.
And
he did not.
Nothing's changed at Marsh Fork Elementary.
Nope, not a thing. And they're just going down here. They're tearing up the hills like there's just no tomorrow. So we don't have a friend in the governor's mansion. And if we get Blankenship in there, you know what it'll be.
Yeah, it's going to be a hold your nose contest at the ballot.
Yeah,
box.
I mean, yeah, really and truly, I just wish somebody would run and just, you know, to give us a choice.
Yeah.
We don't have a choice.
Well, you know, sooner or later we got to take back the Democratic Party.
That's true. That is very true.
And it's, I mean, it's, but it's not just us. It's a national phenomenon, Nanette.
I know it is. You know, I'm a C-SPAN person, and some of the Democrats standing up with some of the Republicans, just I think, what are you thinking? You know. You're not doing us any favors here.
No. Well, look at the laydown job they did on John Roberts.
Yes.
And I think back to the CAFTA vote and the bankruptcy bill and the estate tax bill. I'm just, look.
Can you tell them apart anymore, some of them?
No.
No, you can't.
No, and I, you know how I am. The way you are about C-SPAN, I am about reading news on the Internet. I'm about sick to death of this business of, well, they've already anointed Hillary Clinton to be the nominee in 08. You know, and you know, this woman still is in love with the war in Iraq.
Lord have mercy. I don't know where we're going. And I tell you, even if we did get the Democratic Party back and we did get back in power, how long would it take us to clean this mess up?
Well, it only took Bill Clinton 8 years. That's the upside of it. It only took Bill 8 years to clean up Ronald Reagan and George the First's mess.
Yeah.
So there's some hope. We're not all the way around the bend yet.
Sometimes I feel like we've already hit rock bottom, though.
No, you know, that's the thing, though. We're not at rock bottom. We're nowhere near rock bottom. The number of uninsured can go up. You see from this effort that Limbaugh was talking about in Congress, this effort to cut back on food stamp spending.
Yeah.
You know, they can still get meaner and nastier and more hateful and, frankly, deadlier, Nanette. I mean, that we're talking about policies that kill people. They kill them at home. They kill them abroad.
That's true. And I think about this winter with the fuel oil prices and the gas prices. And you take people on fixed incomes. How are they going to stay warm and buy their medicine and their food?
Well, look at the people who heat with propane.
Yeah.
What's propane at a gallon now?
I wouldn't know. I don't know.
I'm sure I read a couple of places it's above $2.50 a gallon.
Oh.
You know, and how many do those big tanks hold? 500. Those are 500-gallon tanks. They fill them to 80%.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know. But I saw where the natural gas is supposed to go through the roof, you know. And we burn wood, and that helps a lot. But
Still,
it just, I think about people that's not able to do that, you
right.
know.
And, well, the LEAP program, the low-income heating assistance program, that's been on the chopping block.
Well, isn't it capped at $500 per season?
Yeah.
Ugh.
And the thing is, if you're poor and you're not in on the absolute front end of that thing, they'll look at you and tell you, sorry, you know, you don't even get $100.
Mm-hmm.
You know, too bad. Sorry. You know, love to help you. Can't do it. We're out of money.
Oh, I tell you, we're it's a mess. It really is. And, you know, we knew it was coming.
Sure.
We knew it was coming. And I think the vultures are circling the White House.
Well, it would. The thing is, now they need as much out of it as they possibly can because, you know, if the Fitzmas business, the Fitzgerald business, if that turns out to be true, then they've got to get it now because it ain't going to last much longer.
Yeah. I heard on television the other day the chickens have come home to roost with White House, and I said, yeah, the vultures are circling.
Yep.
You know, it's. Well, we knew it was coming. I mean, you can't have this kind of corruption and go unnoticed forever.
No, and you know, maybe at least the press is waking up a little bit. You know, the business with Judy Miller's come out, and we know that. You know, what does Bart Kopp call her? The stenographer for the White House. So you know, maybe a little bit of this will bring them around, but we're still nowhere near where we need to be in terms of getting rid of these people.
That's true. But we can only hope and pray and just keep working at it.
Absolutely. So good to hear from you, Nanette. You take care.
Lord,
say hi to Paul for me.
I sure will. And I tell you what, I've never been so happy in all my life to see you come by.
Oh, I do appreciate it. And I hope we'll hear from you again.
Oh, you will.
Take care now.
Bye bye.
Bye. And we're going to take one of our little breaks. Yeah, we're late, but we're working out the bugs. This is Head On. The phone number 658-3333, area code 304, of course, and outside the local dialing area, 877-4-HEAD-ON. Isn't that catchy? 877-443-2366. And Bob at HeadOnRadio.com is the email address. I'm Bob Kincaid.
You make it in a enough. I'm getting ready to go. Had enough. I can't take anymore. No pills that I can take. This is too real. And there ain't no escape. It scared the daylights. It'd make a nightmare. I'm tense and I'm nervous. Everybody all around me shaking hands and saying howdy. I don't think it's funny no more. Cracking up like a worn out shoe. Ain't wet, but the world leaking through. I'd run, but I'd find no pace. I laugh, but it's wrecking me, wrecking me. It make a shiver, it make a shake, it make a monster, just like an earthquake. Everybody having fun. I don't know how they can carry on, 'cause I don't think it's funny no more.
Welcome back. Almost 10 minutes after the hour over here in the beautiful Eastern Time Zone, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock. Great to have you on board for this maiden voyage of Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid. The phone number is, of course, 304-658-3333 and 877-4, the number 4, Head On. That's 877-443-2366, Bob at headonradio.com. And, you know, like I've said, we're working out the bugs and figuring out what works and what doesn't, and And, of course, there are things that I haven't, taken care of yet or gotten fixed or, you know, however you want to view it. And one of those things is the phone system. Apparently, it's not, the numbers aren't rolling over the way they're supposed to. So, if you get a busy signal, just keep trying because I'd love to chat with you. Jim is back with us. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Doing good.
Listen, I'll be quick and to the point here. Hey, the format's beautiful. It's working out fine. And I just wanted to say one thing. I feel like that to a certain extent, over the past 5 years, that war has been waged upon the American people.
Absolutely. Hey, Jim, you got to turn your computer down, man.
Okay, just give me 1 second.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Hall of Mirrors in Versailles. It's an image of an image of an image.
About?
Yeah.
There?
Yeah.
But anyway, there was a poet named John Dryden who said, "Such covenant shall be made till peace itself is war in masquerade." And I feel like war is being waged on the American people, and I really do.
Well, it has been a war. It's been a war on poor people. God knows it was a war on black people and poor white people in New Orleans and the entire Bayou area when Katrina hit. I've never seen anything so tragic in my entire life. Have you?
No, I haven't. And I will end my conversation by wishing you and your family and your program and the people who supported you. And this may sound a little corny, but it's a song, lyrics from an old song that I used to know, okay?
Okay.
And it's just this. I wish you flowers in the spring. I wish you bluebirds in the wing. I wish you health. I wish you wealth. I wish you love.
Well, I appreciate that, Jim, and every bit of that coming back at you, my friend. Take
okay,
care.
Out here.
All right. Yeah, that was awfully nice. It was very, very nice. And that's, it means a lot. I like the wealth part especially. Stop it. But, you know, there's another one of those little lessons that we learn as we work our way through this process. Gotta have stuff turned down. Especially, you know, once you go on the air. Gotta have stuff turned down. But this is a very special process, and God knows where it concerns liberals and progressives on the air. We're a pretty rare breed. There's not just a whole gaggle of us. The AM airwaves are almost throttled with right-wing filth, from Flimball to Hannity Job to O'Reilly. That blonde attack bimbo, what's her name? Not Ann Coulter, the other blonde attack bimbo. Oh, damn it. Well, but you get the idea. So it especially bummed me out when I got a note from Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org, who manages our streaming issues for us and archives the program, that our friend Guy James down in Florida has been taken off the air in a rather unfair, crappy, and hasty way. Guy was great, and if you get a chance, you can still listen to his archives there at WhiteRoseSociety.org. He was very good at what he did, and he did it out of love and dedication, like a lot of us do. And he was summarily pulled from the air because, it happens to a lot of us who don't have the backing of something huge like an Air America. The right people call up, the right people complain, and the next thing you know, you're taking a walk. No apology, no warning, no nothing. And there's no, you know, down where Guy is, there's in Florida, there's no other liberal programming. You see, that's the way these dirtbags operate. They cannot win in a fair fight. They cannot win in the marketplace of ideas. This is you know, I know you get people get angry when I say fascist and Hitler and stuff like that. Look, if it walks like duck, damn, you know, it's a duck. And that is a typical fascist response. We don't like what he's saying. Don't try to convince anybody that he's wrong. No! Hell no! Just pull him. Stifle him. You can open the mic, honey. Wrong button. There, see how it works?
Thank you, dear. This poor guy gets emails from people thinking that he's blown town to cover his own butt.
In the hurricane.
They didn't even bother to check it out, so the station didn't even let him do a goodbye show to let the listeners know that where he was going.
Well, I mean, I understand it, but that's the way frequently that it works. I was lucky. I got a chance to say goodbye, and for that, when I went off the previous incarnation of the show, I'm grateful for that. But a lot of us, it's just see ya. Phone call early one morning, don't come in today. Or ever. So I certainly hope Guy gets back on the air somewhere. Because his voice is important. All liberal voices are important. And it surely to God, it's physically impossible for them to buy everyone off the air. And, you know, the sleaziest part of it is they're not buying the host. You know, hey, maybe if some wing nut had gone up to a guy and said, you know, look, you're beating us to death. Here's $1 million. Go be happy and do anything but this. Who knows? I like to think, yeah, I mean, Guy's a pretty ethical fella. I like to think he would have said no. But, you know, they don't even do that. They drop the hammer on management. What's that line from Robert Burns? Yeah, we timorous beasties. Radio management. Scared to death. And next thing you know, one more voice is stilled. It's a damn shame. Tell you what, break time. The one phone line is working, if you want to make use of it. 304-658-3333, 877, the number 4, head on. I'm Bob Kincaid.
I saw her standing there with her bright eyes and shining hair. She was looking back at me. Some are meant to sing, some are meant to talk, and some aren't meant to say a thing. But when she opened up her mouth and that sweet voice came out, I lost track of my own name. Now she's found herself, and I lost mine, and I'm just another guy who can't give her anything. Well, the drifter, he holds on to his youth, just like it was money in the bank. Lord knows I can't change. Sounds better in the song than it does with hell to pay. I might as well slip the ring on her finger from the window of a van as it drove away. 'Cause now she's found herself and I lost mine, and I'm just another guy who can't give her anything.
There is good news in the fight against breast cancer. The deaths from this disease are actually declining. But we can't celebrate too soon. The reason deaths from breast cancer are declining is because more and more of you are going through cancer screenings. And it is those screenings that are detecting it earlier and earlier when it's most curable. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you're a woman over 40, take this opportunity to schedule your annual mammogram. If you're a woman of any age and are at high risk for developing breast cancer, talk to your doctor about how often you should receive screening mammograms. And share this with your sisters, mothers, wives, and daughters. If you need more information, it is easily available at www.radiologyinfo.org. Breast cancer deaths are on the decline. Let's keep it that way. Get the information you need about mammography screening from the Radiological Society of North America at www.radiologyinfo.org.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, reconsider your labor practices. A few months later, I get a letter back saying, thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies who use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back, thanking me for my concerns, and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out, saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off two indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may have contained vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who work night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to three lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Want to fight childhood asthma? Then keep your home smoke-free. Because secondhand smoke can trigger your child's asthma attacks. Even as little as a puff or two can trigger an attack. So make a new house rule. No smoking indoors. Even when the kids are out of the house or in another room. Toss the matches, hide the ashtrays, and put your foot down. If you're gonna smoke, you're gonna smoke outside. Because smoke can linger for longer than you think. And just a little secondhand smoke can be enough to trigger an asthma attack. The same goes for the car. A couple of puffs in a space that small is more than enough to cause trouble. So stub it out before you step in. Hey, it takes a lot of willpower to quit smoking, but it can take a lot less to quit smoking in the house. And it can make a big difference to a child with asthma. Discover other simple ways to prevent an asthma attack. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS or visit noattacks.org. Because no child should feel like a fish out of water. Brought to you by the U.S. EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
We're back. Dadgum. 24 and a half minutes after the hour. I'm Bob Kincaid. This is Head On. And we've got Ben, the one and only Ben Birch from WhiteRoseSociety.org with us online. Hey, Ben, you're Head On.
Hey there, Bob. How you doing?
Getting through this. It's a little weird, but, you know, we'll get there.
Well, I just called to say to everyone, if there's anything wrong with the streaming, you can blame me.
Well, but there's nothing wrong with the stream as far as I can tell. You're doing a great job.
Well, I'm trying.
Yeah, it's us. We're the faulty nuts behind the keyboard. I mean,
No. I was busy soldering on all your junk yesterday. So if there's something wrong, it's me.
No. Seriously, this is the kind of thing that you have to have happen. We could have done dry runs till hell wouldn't hold us.
Until you go on the air, you never know.
Right, and nobody said booger yet. You know, I haven't had if the magic dump button works yet. So, you know, we're doing good.
Absolutely.
And we'll get this phone misery figured out tomorrow, and we'll be a little better tomorrow and a little better Wednesday, and by God, we may be restaurant quality by Friday, for all I know.
Well, what is it they say in Alcoholics Anonymous? Every day and every way, I'm getting better and better.
That's exactly it.
Yep.
I sure do appreciate it, Ben.
Well, you folks take care. It was fun driving the 1,227-mile round trip to come see y'all.
We had a blast. We really did. And I hope you enjoyed seeing our little corner of paradise.
Oh, it's beautiful. I have to come back there sometime when I'm not trying to get something done.
Yeah, and when the weather's not turning all funky on us.
Well, the fall color was nice.
Well, it was. And we had a skiff of snow this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it was like in the 30s on the way back, that's for sure.
Well, see, that's the thing, though. The snow that you get this time, well, from now till New Year's, is what I call the cute snow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the snow you can stand. It's the stuff that happens in late January and February and March that just, you know, it makes you want to put on the clown suit and take the rifle to the bell tower.
Well, you know, Chicago's pretty much the same way, you know.
Oh, yeah, I should complain.
Everything's really fine until you know, late December, and then you've got about 60 days of misery.
Yeah, and it's for me, it's compounded by the end of football.
Oh yeah,
and you know, there's that dead zone of February where there's nothing but NBA and the tail end of the college basketball season, and you know, I just sit there and you know, every day pray for you know one more day of February to pass by.
Well, you know, you just don't have the right sports channel so you can watch curling.
Oh yeah, now you know the little dudes with the brooms, they break me up.
Isn't that just the strangest sport?
I always wanted to try it. That you know, they're not wearing spikes or skates or anything. How do they stop on that stuff?
I don't know. And what my friends who are from Canada tell me is that you know maybe not on when they do it on the air, but traditional curling games, you get really liquored up first.
Well, you know, there's Canadians involved. You know, they have the right attitude.
Well, you know, I did some work in Halifax, Nova Scotia years ago, and there really wasn't anywhere to go and get lunch that wasn't a tavern.
Well, that's the way God intended, isn't it?
I think so.
You know, little sandwich, little beer.
Exactly right.
Exactly. Well, Ben, I tell you what, we really did enjoy having you here, and next time, bring your lovely wife, and we'll really have a blast. Get you, you know, we'll send you down the river or something.
Okay, dokie.
All right, take care,
sir.
Thanks for everything, man.
You're very welcome.
Later.
Bye bye.
Bye now. Okay, and a little bottom of the hour break, and we'll come back and have at it again. We're, like I said, hey, you're figuring it out. We're figuring it out. And look, you know, you want to make things better. I'm not afraid of criticism. Drop me a note, bob@headonradio.com. This is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid.
What's it like?
What's it like?
It's lonely.
It's really lonely.
I miss my brother.
I miss my brother.
I'm surrounded by other people, but it's not the same.
I've got other people around me, but it's not the same.
It's pretty scary, but I don't let it rattle me.
It's scary around here, but I don't let it rattle me.
You always have to watch your back.
There's no one to watch my back.
I spend my whole day worried who's out to get me.
I'm always wondering who's out to get me.
But I can take care of myself.
But I can take care of myself.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
It's not like I have a choice.
It's not like I have a choice.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
Go to jail for a gun crime and your family serves a sentence with you. Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure.
There's this girl I kind of like.
Say no more.
You just have to impress her. Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
You know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, There you go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Ranger, why do you have to remind people to be careful with fire?
Well, Mr. Mountain Lion, sometimes people need to be reminded about certain things, like not to run with scissors or let children play with wild dingoes, and to be responsible for fires they start.
So what you're saying is that people can be careless and forgetful?
Pretty much.
That makes me very sad.
Sounds like someone needs a hug.
Back off or I'll turn your hat into confetti!
Remember, only you can prevent wildfires. A public service message from Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
George A. was at the movies in December 41. They announced it in the lobby. What had just gone on? He drove up from Birmingham back to the family's farm. Thought he'd get him a deferment. There was much work to be done. He was a family man, even in those days. But Uncle Sam decided he was needed anyway. In the South Pacific, over half a world away, he believed in God and country. Things was just that way, just that way.
Welcome back. Welcome back indeed. I'm Bob Kincaid. This is Head On, and it's about, 28 minutes before the hour, because I'm the only guy with a clock here. The phone number is 658-3333, area code 304, of course, and 877-4-HEAD-ON, 877-443-2366 is the number if you want to get through, and the line. Yeah, we've got a gaggle of them, but only one of them works. For the others, we have to stand out on the stoop and scream. Now, back last hour, we were talking a little bit about the words of that lovely lady, Kay Bailey Hutchison of Texas. Do we still have that? No. Let's check that out again. I heard this, and the little hairs stood up on the back of my neck when I heard a family values Republican law and order type, especially one from Texas. Oh, are we having technical difficulties? Well, stand by, please.
There you are, you nasty woman.
Until proven guilty. And secondly, I certainly hope that if there is going to be an indictment that says something happened, that it is an indictment on a crime and not some perjury technicality where they couldn't indict on the crime, and so they go to something just to show that
just
they're...
Pause it. Okay. That it's not some perjury or technicality.
not some
perjury or technicality. Technicality, 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 technicality. Not some perjury or technicality. Senator Larry Craig. He's a Republican, isn't he? There is no question in my mind that perjury and obstruction of justice are the kind of public crimes that the founders had in mind. And the House managers have demonstrated these crimes were committed by the president back when he was a lion about that devil with the blue dress on. Yeah, now, okay, there's one for the bumper music list. As for the excuses being desperately sought by some to allow President Clinton to escape accountability, it's about accountability! We must have accountability in government! The flag is falling! Because Bill Clinton had consensual sex, sort of, with that fat chick who showed him her thong. It seems to me that creating such loopholes would require tearing holes in the Constitution, something that cannot be justified to protect this president, or... Oh, wait a minute, this is the precious part, or any president! That's Senator Craig. There is no question in my mind that perjury and obstruction of justice are the kind of public crimes that the founders had in mind. Senator Sam Brownback. Perjury and obstruction of justice are crimes against the state. Perjury goes directly against the truth-finding function of the judicial branch of government. Let's hear, can we have Senator Hutchinson again, please? Yeah, pot it up.
Perjury technicality where they couldn't indict on the crime, and so they go to something just to show that their 2 years of investigation was not a waste of time and taxpayer dollars. So they go to something that tripped someone up because they said something in the first grand jury.
Yeah, okay. Senator Voinovich of Ohio, as constitutional scholar Charles Cooper said, the crimes of perjury and obstruction of justice, like the crimes of treason and bribery, are quintessentially offenses against our system of government, visiting injury immediately on society itself. So apparently what we're getting here is the Republican, Republican, Rethuglican, Republican, Repugnican thug version of George Orwell's Animal Farm. Well, Snowball, all pigs are equal, but some pigs are more equal than other pigs. Right? Sure. So, we know the talking points. You know, last week it was the criminalization of politics. You know, Flimball said it, Hannity Jobs said it, O'Reilly said it. God knows you couldn't turn on Fox fake news without hearing the criminalization of politics. So now, you know, we're moving along. New talking point. I hope it's not some technicality like perjury. Felonious technicality like perjury. So, I mean, honest to God, did these people not understand that the rest of us are paying attention? Jesus. They don't, do they? They have become so accustomed to lying at will that it has become a pathology with them. Where's my buddy Rick Goodner when I need him? A pathology of lying. A pathological liar. We know who told Judy Miller and Bob Novak about Valerie Plame. Morgan Fairchild. Yeah, that's a ticket.
Senator Mike DeWine of Ohio. Obstruction of justice and perjury strike at the very heart of our system of justice. Perjury is also a very serious crime.
No, wait. What did K. Bailey Hutchison call it? It's a technicality.
And be innocent until proven guilty. And secondly, I certainly hope that if there is going to be an indictment that says something happened, that it is an indictment on a crime and not some perjury technicality where...
Some perjury technicality. Oh! One of my favorites, just a little south of here, a scumbag among scumbags, Senator Mitch McConnell.
I am completely and utterly perplexed by those who argue that perjury and obstruction of justice are not high crimes and misdemeanors. perjury and obstruction hammer away at the twin pillars of our legal system, truth and justice.
Really? Really, Senator McConnell?
Now, bear in mind, if we had any Democrats with any stones about them, one of them would stand up, and the list isn't hard to get. One of them would stand up, take his little turn,
please, may I say something?
Yeah, sure, the chair recognizes it, and stand there and point fingers. Let's see, Senator Kyle, you said, there can be no doubt that perjurious, false, and misleading statements made under oath in federal court proceedings are indeed impeachable offenses. John Jay, the first Chief Justice of the United States, said, there is no crime more extensively pernicious to society than perjury, precisely because it discolors and poisons the streams of justice. Did you say that, Senator Kyle? Did you, baby?
Pernicious. It's pernicious. Did you say it?
Oh, God, what I wouldn't give for a Mr. Smith goes to Washington type. To read that Ecce homo. No, I'm not. I am not calling John Kyle gay. Behold the man. Senator Talent. Nobody else in a position of trust. Not a CEO. Not a labor union leader. Not a principal of a school could do half of what the president has done and stay in office. I mean, who would have said a year ago that a president could perjure himself and obstruct justice and tamper with witnesses and stay in office? So the standard's lower for Karl Rove or iScooter Libby? iScooter Libby. Or Whistlin' Dick Cheney? The standards, different set of standards. And finally, Senator Hutchison.
The reason that I voted to remove him from office is because I think the overriding issue here is that truth will remain for an obstruction of justice in our criminal justice system, and it must not be gray. It must not be muddy.
And then yesterday.
An indictment of any kind is not a guilty verdict, and I do think we have in this country the right to go to court and have due process and be innocent until proven guilty. And secondly, I certainly hope that if there is going to be an indictment that says something happened, that it is an indictment on a crime and not some perjury technicality where they couldn't indict on the crime and so they go to something just to show that their 2 years of investigation was not a waste of time and taxpayer dollars, so they go
not some perjury technicality. Perjury technicality. Now, go read it in the federal statutes, read it in the state statutes, wherever you are. Last I checked, it was perjury felony, not perjury technicality. Oh, my God. Heavenly days. It's enough to gag a goat. David's back with us. Hey, David, you're head on.
Oh, Bob, I almost hate to interrupt what you're doing.
No, that's okay.
You're covering this topic like the small bathroom a mother-in-law I once had did with a wallpaper she picked out.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Oh, indeed it is. But I got one simple question.
Okay.
Lord knows, if I had one, I'd be pounding a pulpit right now, where oh, where is our news media after Kay Bailey Hutchinson, the represented, you know, the elected representative from the state of Texas, where is our news media in tying the can to her euphemistic tale regarding this incredible circle of lies about, I don't want this technicality of something like perjury brought against him when they can't really get the real charge of murder in front of 50,000 people. Oh, no, he didn't do that, but close. Why isn't the news media all over this?
Well, there's a hurricane in Florida, you see, David.
There's a hurricane in Florida, and there's hell to be unleashed.
And some little white girl's probably missing on an island somewhere. I mean, what...
With the hint of a minority involvement and hell to be unleashed by every Republican check writer, should any news media not do their bidding, drop to their knees, rub the body part they're eager to have touched? It doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, and David, a lot of this plays out in the Judy Miller thing too. And by the way, and I don't know if you're much of an old TV buff or not, but am I the only person who, when they hear the name Judy Miller, immediately flashes back to that beautiful skit with Gilda Radner in the early days of Saturday Night Live, where she comes home in her little brownie uniform and dances on the bed? It's the Judy Miller Show! But be that as it may, you're seeing it unfold in the Judy Miller thing, especially with Maureen Dowd. And God knows Bart Kopp says she hates everybody. And she wrote a blistering attack on Judy Miller in her column a couple of days ago.
And I read that.
Yeah, and it was great. But the thing is, you know, good Southern boys that you and I are, it's a matter of closing the damn barn doors when the thing's burning and the horses are already gone. All this groveling and expiation and mea culpa, mea maxima culpa, it all goes by the boards, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. Of course it does. It just defies logic that where they are and what they're doing and what they don't want to admit, you know, from a scant few years ago, and now the very thing they condemned is what they're bringing to their own defense. Hello?
Yeah. And to hell with Maureen Dowd, frankly. I mean, really, to hell with Maureen Dowd. She's penning these attacks on Bush and Judy Miller and people like that. But you know what? 5 years ago, she was cooking it as hard as she could go, talking about Hillary out at Tiffany's looking at place settings and making a stink out of that. She rode Al Gore like a barred mule and was part and parcel of the whole cabal that made him sound like some sort of megalomaniacal liar straight out of Dr. Strangelove. You know,
she did so much to elect W, and she can never apologize enough for it, and I blame her.
You know, so, I don't know. You say, where is the press? The press is where it's been for the last 5 years, and I think we're overly optimistic if we think that they're doing anything differently right now. They've changed the key, but the song remains the same.
Cronkite must be shaking his head.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. 25 years ago, had this played out just as it did yesterday morning,
yeah,
36 hours ago, that witch from Texas said what she said tonight. 3 hours, 4 hours ago on the 6 o'clock news, Walter Cronkite would have closed that loop and said, I'm not quite sure what this person is trying to say based on this completely illogical borderline. It would have been the roasting she deserved.
Well, yeah.
I'm not aware of anything.
No, and because there's nothing that, you know, probably Keith Olbermann had it tonight.
I laugh not because he shouldn't have done it, not because I don't enjoy him, but because, you know, I laugh in futility.
I mean, he's a genius. He does a great job at what he does. But, you know, the so-called sensible senator, well, he's liberal. Dang. So it is what it is. On the other hand, though, I know you from time to time hear the Savage Wiener. And, you know, he makes such great sport out of ridiculing Arthur Pinchy Sulzberger, you know, the publisher of the New York Times. This guy picked up Judy Miller from jail and took her to, God, I can't remember the name of the restaurant, and got her a martini and a beautiful glass. Those were the words, and a nice steak once she was out of the stir. Yeah, lousy screws. It's nothing changes. This guy is routinely excoriated by people like the Savage Wiener and Flush and O'Reilly and Hannity Job, and yet he's carrying their damn water.
It's a great disappointment to me what has happened to the New York Times. It's no longer a newspaper. It's not much different than Fox or the Washington Times.
Well, you know, I think it was
like the other Times, the Washington Times.
Oh, the Mooney Times?
Yes.
Berkeley Breathed, who draws Opus now for the Sunday Funnies, has put a stick right in the New York Times' eye because the Bloom Picayune. For those who read it, those who don't, whatever. Their motto at the top of their masthead, reminiscent of the Times, you know, all the news that's fit to print. The Bloom Picayune's motto is all the news plus bra ads. That's the New York Times. You know, it's the New York Times. God knows it's probably the Nashville Tennessean. It's most of the papers in this country, short of maybe the San Francisco Chronicle and Mark Morford.
No, I have very little faith in the Tennessee, and they do run a few pieces that make the op-ed page, and that's nice, and a few things here and there, but they're, you know, it's the scattered bone thrown to say, oh, we haven't lost touch with what got us to be the most important newspaper in the state of Tennessee, but we're fast stepping away from it.
We're trying to get away from it as quick as we can.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they're owned by Gannett, so they need to.
Right. So everybody said, well, look, you know, the press woke up at Katrina. No, they didn't. You know, so what? Shepard Smith got a little testy with, that anchor turd they've got. Britt Hume. Got a little testy with him. They left the plantation by a few steps at CNN. So what? They're back to where they started again. You know,
it was 48 hours of hand-wringing followed by business as usual.
And sorry, folks, got another hurricane to cover. You know, Anderson Cooper was out there and did some pretty sterling reporting from New Orleans. And I turn on the TV this morning and damned if he's not standing down there somewhere near the Florida Keys with his jacket blown sideways.
A bright yellow jacket, so it shows up nicely in color.
Well, you know, what do you want from Gloria Vanderbilt's son?
Well, yes, of course. It looks good on a J-class 40-footer. Two-masted, don't you know?
Oh, David, we got to hit it, man.
Okay.
We've made it through!
I love it.
We've got one in the can.
Yes. All you've got, you can vamp for 6 minutes. Come on now.
You take care.
Later.
Bye now. Yeah, we did, didn't we? We got through. We got through. We're going to get through a lot more, and maybe with a little more polish. So I hope those of you who are on board certainly don't give up, because it's going to be a lot more fun once we figure out how this whole doggone thing works. But, okay, like I said, there are things that have to be worked out. Got to get the phones fixed. And, frankly, let's all have a little golf clap, you know, one of these, for my lovely wife, the first-time producer who has just weathered a 2-hour and 55-minute storm and figured it out along the way. Not a lot of people could do that. Bravo her. So, thanks everybody. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow night and every night thereafter. Like I said, it'll get better. In the meantime, some folks who are well deserving of a mention. Hang on.
Treat me with understanding.
We're not gone yet. Working things out. All right. Now, folks who are worthy of mention. Let's see. Randy Kerbway engineered this amazing setup, even if we don't quite use it right yet. Ben Birch, whom you heard, made the computer stuff work. And man, he did. He slaved for the last 2.5 days. He also archives and streams the show at White.